Yeah, you're on Solidarity Breakfast with Annie. And to finish off the program, I thought I'd dust off something from Showreel, actually, which is an interview I've done with David Holmgren. Reading Landscape is the film that's going to be shown on the 21st. That's tomorrow at the Nova. And the reason why David is so interesting is because he was the co-collaborator with Mollison over the concept of permaculture, which is a leading philosophy towards regeneration of the earth out of the hands of the destructive concepts of farming that have been prevailing in the Western capitalist environment for hundreds of years. This is a little bit of the conversation that I had with David. And the film is going to have a Q&A, and it's on tomorrow at Nova. Have a look at it up, and you'll find out more about it.
Hello, David. We're here to talk about reading the landscape, but of course it would be great if you would introduce yourself to my listeners. And you're the co-founder of permaculture.
Well, the co-originator of the concept, Bill Mollison, was the founder of the movement, but I make that slight distinction.
Yeah, okay, but it's extremely profound approach to land management. And this film, Reading the Landscape, is really a documentation of many of the ideas behind your approach to land management, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a sort of a source or a wellspring from which, holistic permaculture land management results. It's one of the sort of precursors, one of the sources.
How did you get involved in making the film? Because it's not your usual thing, is it?
It was really Dan Palmer's project. He tragically died a year ago. He was a permaculture colleague who I had connected with on design projects, where he actually brought me in for my specific skills in interpreting the landscape before they sort of got into more complex design on bigger properties. And he was so amazed at the things that I unearthed through that process that he thought, oh, we should record bits of it. He started doing that on his phone, and then he enrolled a filmmaker, Dave Ma, who had done a permaculture design course with Dan, and the whole thing just sort of evolved organically from that. So I was the subject of the film, but it wasn't sort of my idea at the start, and then it became quite a larger and longer project to get to the point of releasing the film.
Yeah, well, it's of course incredibly interesting. It's been shot over a number of years, I noticed, but part of the way they've done it is by following you as you work on some projects. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, some of those were actual people that Dan and myself had been involved with as designers, people who were clients. Others were colleagues that, oh, here's an opportunity to do something in, again, a local central Victorian landscape, but something different. So we started to think of where we could go and do this process, you know, from larger scale rural sites right through to, you know, the archaeology of a suburban backyard in Castlemaine.
Yeah, that was really fascinating. I thought so too. I was thinking about the making of the film because what you're doing is a larger project, of course, but making a film is a, you know, defined amount of time. It was about an hour, 30 minutes long. But it's overlaid by some of the key principles that you espouse, right? You know, like observe and interact, that sort of thing. Do you want to talk to my listeners a little bit about the stuff?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of What we have to learn through permaculture design principles is to unlearn a lot of the things that now more than a century of compulsory education and just the whole mindset of modernity. And one of those is this thing, that this belief that to learn and understand something, we've got to be taught it, and especially in an institution, whereas the natural behaviour of our forebears and children, and for that matter, what we can see in the animal world, that to survive and thrive, every person and every animal in the past, had to observe and interact with their environment. And it's through that process that we learn, and that whole process of exchange. So the reading landscape is really a big expression of that fundamental principle. So trying to enliven or restart that process for people, rather than just being dependent on secondary sources of information, whether that's informal sources from people or through formal sources of books and published information and expert knowledge. And it's obviously not to decry those other sources, but to stimulate this process that we can, through that observation and using all the senses, not just the sight, we can learn a huge amount, and then that is directly relevant to doing stuff, so that this is what competent gardeners and farmers have to be able to do. And it's not a skill that they, that farmers get taught by going to agricultural college, and to some extent, it's not just, copying what your father or your grandfather told you. It's that direct experiential observation. And it always raises more questions than it gives answers, which can be frustrating if you're very goal-oriented. We've got to get somewhere, we've got to get this result. It's more of that contemplative awareness that's reflected in the permaculture principle of small and slow solutions, which again is a sort of reversing or an antidote to the big and fast ideology and belief in, modern society. So, your reading landscape reflects a lot of those permaculture design principles.
I must say that it almost sounds like poetry in a way, because you talk about, and I mean that in the best possible way, I see poetry as a way of intuiting the world around you. But you talk about the hidden, the small, the episodic, and how the past affects the present and the future. In that reading of the landscape?
Yeah, moving from that sort of static snapshot picture, with a frame around it type of view of our environment, to seeing it as process, as something alive and moving, and that it definitely has a history, that it's coming from somewhere. So trying to unearth those things in the past where the signs are still there in the landscape. And obviously, there can be enormous depths to that right back in geological time, but it can be as simple as going down the gutter and saying, oh, there's a pile of leaves that dammed up the water last night and it was enough to overflow the gutter. You can see what happened yesterday by, even though you weren't there.
This film actually takes a variety of different processes. Starts off with you and a young woman who is in charge of a property, helping her to understand and see what she has in front of her, right? That was one approach. And that's one of the things that you really are about, isn't it? Getting people to actually engage in the environment that they're in.
Yeah, well, of course, a lot of that comes about from just my life as a permaculture designer, and the reading landscape is sort of like the bread and butter skill set, because a lot of what you're doing is not laying out some grand detailed plan that then contractors will implement, and then the clients will receive the benefits of that over X number of years, or, you know, with a lot of permaculture design, we're talking about decades into the future. A lot of the practical stuff of design is really enlivening or encouraging land holders to be their own designer. So that process of assisting them, getting them to be able to increase their skills, partly show what you can show that they don't sort of currently know, but sort of really stimulate that process that they can be, more competent in relating to sensitively to the land and making good management and design decisions.